Yeah, could you talk about, you know, how do you try to devise, you know, generally a plan for a guy like Le'Veon Bell who's all over the place and running and catching the ball?
Well, he's their workhorse, no doubt, in terms of carrying the football and catching the football. He's their second leading receiver. He has over 300 touches thus far in the season. So you've got to, you know, you've got to have a plan that when they split him out of the backfield, who's going to cover him? You know, because you want to make sure that you have the most advantageous match, because he is a very good receiver.
So he stresses the all levels of defense, right?
Absolutely, he does. He'll in their empty package, which they have an extensive empty package, he will line up in different spots. He can line up out as a number one or number two or a number three. And when you do that, there's multiple guys that are going to have an opportunity to cover him when you're playing man coverage.
Any update on Julio and William Moore today?
Those two guys did not participate in practice again today. The only change from our injury report was Stanley Maponga did not practice today. It was non-injury related, and he will be back at practice tomorrow.
Anything you can say about the status of those two guys going into the game other than the fact that they're not practicing? Like, they're going to play?
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance that these guys will be ready to go. Both of them have made a big turnaround in the first 48 hours, and usually that first 48 hours is a pretty good indicator. I think that they'll both be game-time decisions, but we do like that the way that they have progressed through the first 48 hours.
Mike, the Steelers have had some really good games this year, but they've also looked bad at times. When you watch that team on tape, does it make you wonder which team is going to show up on Sunday?
They've had some really impressive games, and then they've shown some games where they haven't been as consistent as they would like to be. I think they're getting healthier. They miss some players. They've got two linebackers now, Shazier and Jarvis Jones, that are back, and really that's the strength of their defense. Polamalu, Troy is getting healthy, and again, I think injuries are always a factor when you start looking at how a team plays. They're not excuses, but there are factors.
If you're making game time decisions on Sunday, do you take into effect the following 2 weeks and the importance of those two games in terms of division?
Well, it's really going to be up to the team doctor and our athletic performance group. They're going to be the ones that are going to make that decision. If there's any doubt that there's a potential that they're not ready to go, then the doctor would make that call. But I know that both of those guys are doing everything in their power to get back out on the field.
Can you take anything from Monday night with Aaron Rodgers, who was able to extend and play with his feet? Ben Roethlisberger, another quarterback, very hard to bring down. He's always had a knack for completing that, you know, 3rd and 17 when it's 3rd and 15 kind of play. Can you take anything from Aaron Rodgers to Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, yes, we've got to do a better job with our rush lanes and with Ben. He's a little different than Aaron. He's not quite as mobile, but he still can escape. He escapes with his strength, and when you get an opportunity, you've got to try to make sure that you pin the arm. You've got to get his arm pinned, because you can be around his waist and he's still going to be able to throw the ball down the field. He's a different type quarterback in terms of how he extends plays. It's more on his strength than his fleet of foot.